Tick marker, Love Lies Bleeding review. That's A24.
What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Angela at the Kelly Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk. First and foremost, if you are new to the channel, you're checking out this review, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Be sure to like, share, subscribe to us on our Alamo City Movie Talk page. But yeah, without further ado, Angela, what are we talking about today?
Oh, this is going to be a fun one. So it is one of the newest films from A24. It's called Love Lies Bleeding.
Love Lies Bleeding, guys, is directed and co-written by Rose Glass, starring Kristen Stewart, Anna Baryshnikov, along with lead stars Katie O'Brien, which we actually recognize her from that other small little TV series on Disney Plus. well, in the Star Wars series. And also Ant-Man and the Wasp. She was in the Mandalorian series. With that being said and everything, A24. You know, the filmmakers of A24, you know, I always talk so much high praise. I give them so much recognition. There's a lot to behold upon this studio. There really is. This studio has made so much fantastic filmmaking that it's just astounding to me. One of the things that they've done so well with, you know, with not just Pearl X, I mean, Midsummer. I mean, you could just go on and on about their movies. Hereditary creeped me the hell out. I still like Angela could speak for that. But we won't talk about that too much because we're staying on topic here. But this studio, you know, A24 has done just a fantastic job of filmmaking. You know, what's crazy is that for me, as a critic and everything of just watching these, enjoying these films with you guys, one of the things I do want to point out is that, you know, A24, they're so unparalleled. Mm-hmm. They're unparalleled on so many levels. When you think you've seen an A24 movie, no. They surprise the hell out of you and they give you another crazy A24 movie. And it's epic. There's just something in depth about these characters. And I gotta admit though, I hate to say it, but A24 does so well with flawed characters. They do so well with flawed TV shows, with Euphoria. They've done so well with just anything they've done. Everything they touch, they just put their cinema magic in here. And there's one thing I do want to point out, because we've been seeing recent films that have been very, very like set in the, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s and all that. And I'm just like, how in the hell do they keep making these films that are set them back then, but they're making them like in a modern fit and people are loving them. People are loving them. And yeah, I'll leave it at that. But Angela, what did you think of Love Lies Bleeding? What did you think of the A24? What's your whole take on this? Because this is a queer movie. It's really a queer, flawed film. What did you think?
So anything that A24 does, you kind of go in with a little bit high expectations because they've delivered a lot in the past. It is very much a quality over quantity kind of situation with that studio. Yes. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I love that they take chances on these small projects. You know, a lot of indie films is what they're known for. And it pays off so well. A lot of these are done so well. A lot of talent. I got to say, though, I wasn't sure exactly what we're getting ourselves into. Because it's a strange plot. It's like a love story, but it's a murder mystery.
Yeah.
And then along the way, you have like bodybuilding and drugs and possible like cartel involvement. It's a whole thing. It's a whole shebang.
Yeah,
so I was kind of worried about how it was going to be written. You know, is it too much all at once? Absolutely not. It was so well done. Yeah. It was so well edited too. Yes, I got to say a lot of the shots the way they shot it and it was just beautiful. And I cannot say enough good things about the director. She did the directing and she also co-wrote this.
Yes.
And I can't say enough good things. She had such a great vision with this.
Yeah.
And the way it was done, the sound editing, how it all came together was just, it was so great. And I will say it wasn't just the acting chops, because I will say very good things about Kristen Stewart and Katie O'Brien in this, but it was just everything flowed very well. It was well written, the story. And I think there was also a point, because we the screening we went to had a small Q&A afterwards, and they were talking about, you know, the film and how it's coming together. The presenter had asked her like how you didn't give us a whole backstory for all these characters.
Yes, which
you kind of just hinted at it. And I love that, because for this film, it didn't need it. And it, you still, as an audience member, pieced a lot of it together. Mm-hmm. And it was done so brilliantly. And I really enjoyed
and
it.
And it didn't cost $300 million.
Yeah, it was such a... It has beginning, middle, end. But it's also ambiguous because, you don't know the past of these characters. And you don't even know what's, like, the future is going to hold for them. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really cool about this. It's kind of left to the person to take away from that.
Well, more so that... that you kind of, you just piece it all together in reality. One thing and foremost, I do want to emphasize this so much. We need more women directors. Mm-hmm. We need more women directors. I don't care what it just, Greta Gerwig, I mean, she came out with Barbie. Mm-hmm. Rose Glass came out with this vision of a film. And I got to admit though, if you are not used to the like X movies, if you are not used to like unparalleled vision, I feel like that this isn't a movie for you, because if you're used to like just a simple action, simple plot, I don't know if this will be a movie for you. But if you are open to the suggestion of just like seeing what could be told here by flawed people, and have this visionary director, really Rose Glass, really take a form and just really direct, edit. The sound in here is amazing. There's something that's so peculiar, and it sounds so rich. There's this one part of the film where it starts off, and I think it's the second scene. It just shows real clip scenes, and I literally shut my eyes out for like a few minutes. I was like, dude, this just sounds amazing. There's a lot of moments in here where it's so beautiful, and A24 does that. They do such great. I mean, with Euphoria, whether it's a mixer, whether it's a remix, or whether it's just a revamp, whether it's just music, whether it's just, it doesn't even have to have any words. It's not acapella, but just like just sound. It just sounds so great. The editing chops of A24 are just fantastic here. And now, one of the things I do want to also emphasize is, holy crap, I did not know Dave Franco was in this movie.
Okay, so you'll recognize a lot of faces.
Of course, we recognize Kristen Stewart, of course, from Twilight. Yeah.
Katie O'Brien, you recognize, again, butcher her name, Anna Bershnikov.
Yeah.
I recognize her from Dickinson.
Yeah.
Ed Harris is in here. So, like, you see a lot of familiar faces.
Yeah.
And the cast does such a great job together. Like, they had so much good chemistry. They even talked about it a little bit in the Q&A.
Yes.
About, like, on set, and they have their own ways of like getting in character.
Yeah.
So I think it was really cool to hear that, and it makes me appreciate seeing it on a film, because all of them did a phenomenal job. I think. Yeah.
Here's the one thing that I really did love was that when they're doing the Q&A, they asked about Ed Harris, how Ed Harris is, and it's funny because they both have the same technique in a way where they're just pacing. And I'll be honest, I do that a lot when it comes to like just in general, when I'm at work, I feel so connected. I'm just like, cause you want to just, whether in your work mode or work or
it's like a switch.
Yeah. It's like your brain triggering switch that we're like, boom, I'm there. I'm acting. And I love that. And another good question that I do want to emphasize a lot as well on the Q&A, guys. And I thought that was a really good Q&A after. Thank you, by the way, to Fonz, A24. Thank you, you guys. You guys are awesome. A24 just knocks it out of the park here. But besides all that, when it comes down to the casting part, I really loved that the moderator that asked the question. And he asked a very important one. He really did. And kind of was like, he asked pretty much saying, did you have to like hire queer actors, or were you already going to cast in?
Like, were they specifically casting queer?
Because they're queer. And something that Rose Glass was just so honest and so truthful was that it just happened that way. It just happened to where like they're both, Kristen Stewart is,
playing this role as she was writing it.
Yeah,
Katie O'Brien auditioned,
and she had
charisma.
That was the main thing that the Rose Glass actually really emphasized on was the fact that they really have to cast Jackie's character, because it was, they had to more like, they already had set that it was that Kristen's character was already set in a way. And then they had to like really, really like go in depth, like casting choices.
Well, because
she
is supposed to play female bodybuilder.
Yeah,
so
which is not easy at all. By all means.
She got in shape. Like, she was already like like a good figure, but like she bulked up for this and it showed, and her hard work paid off. Yeah. And it was really cool to see that aspect of bodybuilding, because we don't see a lot of female bodybuilders, especially I think when Rose was talking about it in the Q&A, how it's portrayed in this film. Yes. It's almost like, in some senses, beautiful.
Yes.
The bodybuilding competition and all that. So I thought it was really cool to hear that perspective, because she's right.
At least for a woman, because there's really not that. I mean, I've seen a lot of bodybuilding.
It's an art form. I thought it was really cool to hear that aspect. Yeah. Again, the whole film's not about bodybuilding, but that is a layer of it. It has a whole bunch of like other cool things that happen that we're not going to spoil for you. But again, I thought her takes on a lot of these scenes and a lot of these things that are really defining for characters.
Yes,
and
it's so good.
It's, like you said, it's done so well, and it's very balanced. For something that has a lot of things that happen, it's a very well-balanced film.
Yeah, it really is. And Katie O'Brien does a phenomenal... This is her first lead role in an acting position. First lead...
In film, because she had a pretty prominent in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, but I mean, she's still not the main, I mean, she had the main storyline, per se, but she wasn't the main. It was mainly supporting, because it's the Mando, So, but besides all that, first lead, between Katie O'Brien and Kristen Stewart, their chemistry was just magic. It was cinema. One of the things I do want to emphasize on, or just really spotlight on, is the fact that it's just their chemistry together is great. There's a lot of special moments in here that that were just like shocking. I was like, what am I watching?
They each have these like moments that, like, when they're by themselves they're really like telling, and
so tender.
So no, but it's like they have the scenes by themselves that are so good, but then they have the scenes together that are also so good.
Yeah.
Cause again, I'm not a big Kristen Stewart fan. Like I did not watch Twilight. I've seen clips, and I've only seen part of Breaking Dawn. But
I got you.
I know that she's done so well, like beyond that. She has a great career. And I know she really wanted to also be part of this too. So it was really cool to see that happen, for everyone to come together. Again, everything was done so well. The story, to the actors and the chemistry, to the editing, the sound.
Yeah.
It came out pretty well done in the end.
Yep. Yes, it did, guys. Yes, it did. To everyone out there, if you are on the fence of checking out this movie again, I take it with however you will, but this movie may not be for everybody, but it's a story that it's a very complex relationship between them two, I would say. And that's the thing too, is that they do it so well with straight people, right? And it's crazy, because it's definitely a different take here between between a queer relationship, because everyone thinks, oh, it's an insight into that, and I really do love that, and I really do love how they go into their relationship, to their dynamics together as human beings, of just loving each other, whether they just love their flawedness. And again, that's one of the things that Euphoria does so well. It's the same studio that does this. Flawed character, they just do so well with flawed characters. I don't know what it is, we just love like crazy sad movies, I guess, in a weird way. I mean, but see, here's the other thing I do want to spotlight as well, was that there was a lot of really good editing between Rose Glass with Katie O'Brien whenever she was doing the body was great.
Yeah. I appreciate some of the violent scenes. I won't spoil it, but the violence gore was done really well. So, it's not a lot,
and it didn't cost $300 million.
It's just a couple scenes, but it was done very well. Yeah. Again, overall, it was really cool. The shots were nice.
Yes,
phenomenal.
Yes,
everything. So I was pretty pleased walking out of this film.
Was this film we deserved? Say hell yes, it was. Rating 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest. Angela, what do you give this rating?
I'm gonna give it 8.5, because it's a really. Yep. I think the host had said something when he was doing the Q&A, like, this is one of those films that they're probably gonna reshow at the Draft House, for the features they bring back. And I could see that. It's something you want to watch again, because he even mentioned maybe you'll see a different perspective, maybe you'll notice something the second time around or third time around. So I would be curious to see what I notice if I watch it again, like what other different perspective do I have? Did I miss something in the first time? So it's got to be a really cool, smart film to do that, and I will appreciate all the hard work that was put into this.
Definitely here, guys. I'll say this one more time. We need more women directors. We do. We need more women directors. Yeah. I'll leave it at that. Rating 1 out of 10. 10 be the highest. I'm going to have to give this a 9.3. I'm going to give it a 9.3. This film was very, very well put together. The editing from the very start of the film, the sound, something very, very... unique was that when Kristen Stewart in the beginning of this beginning of the movie, it's almost to where she's cleaning up a mess, not really, and I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that, but let's just say that there's a meaning behind it, and I appreciate that Rose Glass does that, even though in a way in the beginning you're kind of like, what the hell? And
what a way to start a film.
Yeah,
right.
But there's a deeper meaning behind it, and I really did love that. If you haven't seen the Q&A, maybe it'll be available later on, but watch the Q&A because Rose Glass does a phenomenal job. I can't wait to see what next project she's gonna do.
Yeah, I can't wait. I had read she did her directorial debut just five years ago in 2019.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see, you know, what else is on. I didn't personally see that film that she did. I read it was a psychological horror. I'm into that. And a lot of, like, if she has that same kind of style, I'm all on board, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for her.
Yeah, it's definitely an addicting crime flawed character driven.
Pun intended, addicting.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, thank you so much for making this a part of your day. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Colonel Ryan 680.
I'm Angela, that Kelly Ange.
This is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Do not forget, like, share, subscribe to us. Stay tuned. Put comments on the questions for you guys. What did you think? What do you think? Are you going to see this film? Are you going to check out this movie, guys? Because I guarantee you, if you are into that unparalleled cinema, you're going to like this film. You definitely are. It's not like Barbie in any means necessary, but it's definitely a thriller of itself. It really is a drug crime. If you like those
crime, romance, a whole bunch of shebang.
It's just a lot.
That's action. That's what I was worried about. Yeah. I was like, is it too much? But it is absolutely not. No,
it's a mystery. It's a romance thriller. It's a lot of genres, but it's very well paced together in this whole mixture of cooking. It really is. Yeah, the salt, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm not too much crazy to cook. I can't cook sides. There you go. There you go, guys. All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Have a good one. Stay safe, San Antonio. See you at the movies. Laters.